Hey there, everyone. Welcome to Connection Point. I'm your host, James Hilliard. When you are a smaller healthcare organization, it's even harder to get the help you need to determine which computing devices suit your needs and are compatible with your current IT systems. You'll want to give IT and clinicians the chance to offer their input and evaluate products, yet vendors may be less willing to visit on site, and you have fewer resources to manage the selection process yourself. On today's episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Nick Alatori, Systems Administrator, Analyst at Me Memorial, that is a 119-bed hospital located in King City, California. Me Memorial's mission is to provide the best inpatient, outpatient, and emergency services for South Monterey County. Nick is here to tell us how a workflow assessment, followed by a clinical device assessment from the PC Connection family of companies, positioned Me Memorial to take advantage of federal funds to upgrade their digital systems and move towards meaningful use of electronic medical records. And Nick, thanks for taking time and joining me today.
No problem, James. Thank you.
So a lot of organizations are probably at where you were, Nick, at Me Memorial, and that was a decision had come that you were going to start taking advantage of new technology. You were going to bring in medical carts and computing devices to be used by your clinicians, really for the first time. What led to making that decision?
Well, James, we were in the midst of upgrading our existing processes to electronic medical records. And to do that, we needed some new technology devices, and that is something that we didn't have here at the time. It was a brand new implementation for us, and of course, doing that, we wanted to improve our processes and at the same time take advantage of those federal funds that that we were able to get.
That is something, Nick, I've heard from others, that those federal funds, that has been a big mover since those are available. Good time to evaluate, make the decision to bring in some of these carts and other devices. So understand that. Let me ask you this. As you were going into then this project, did you have in your mind the features and the specs and the things that you thought you wanted from these new devices?
Exactly. We had a lot of preconceptions, you know, based on, you know, some research that we did and, you know, talking to some of the other local hospitals. You know, we thought we had an idea. You know, we thought we needed carts with certain features. We wanted some handhelds with certain features. And, you know, we were kind of approaching it from that end when PC Connection actually was recommending that we do a workflow and device assessment before making those decisions.
And is that something that you all at Me Memorial had done with any other type of technology purchases? Maybe they were just the laptops and the computers and the back-end systems. Was that something you had done, or was this indeed also a new experience?
That was also a new experience for us. You know, usually, when it comes to PCs and laptops and whatnot, we kind of just, you know, from an IT standpoint, make a decision on what will work for us. And we were kind of taking that same approach with this venture.
There are a couple stages that I know the PC Connection team can walk customers through: workflow assessments, clinical device assessments. Can you give me a quick, like the Cliff Notes version of what was that like to work with PC Connection? What was that quick overview of that whole flow?
So the workflow part of it was, you know, with PC Connection had some folks come down and they asked us some questions about our current processes, our current workflows, and some of the anticipated changes once we completed our medical record, the whole conversion into the electronic format. And at the same time, we did a quick walkthrough throughout the departments, talked to some of the managers, talked to some of the staff, and really got a good feel for what we needed versus what we thought we wanted.
You said quick. Are we talking a couple of days, a week and a half? What was the timeline?
That was a two-day thing. One day was, you know, we set up and, you know, we kind of went over some of the pros and cons, some of the, you know, success stories of similar places and some of the pitfalls that some places have found. And then the next day we actually went through and did the walkthroughs throughout the various departments.
What was the reception from those folks that may not have been involved in the past with some of these decisions? You said, hey, IT, this is what we want. This is what we go and get. All of a sudden, you're kind of turning the tables. You're getting some of that input from clinicians ahead of time. What was their first reaction to that?
They were very excited about it. You know, definitely coming off of a, you know, completely or for the most part, paper-based system, you know, and then all of a sudden IT is telling them, hey guys, you're going to have to start documenting yourself on a, you know, PC on a card, and you're going to carry around this tablet, and you're going to have to start using this scanner. And that's a big shock to most of the folks that we had here. So actually having them involved in the decision-making process and being able to put some of their input into the process helped alleviate some of those, some of the fear, some of the anxiety, and actually really engaged everybody. And they were all very excited about that.
Hey, Nick, it sounds like that was one of the big benefits of going through that process. Was that the biggest, or was there something else?
The other part of that, the other benefit was a lot of questions were answered that we didn't even think to ask. You know, like I said earlier, we kind of went into this with a preconception of what we thought we wanted. And then when we did the workflow assessment, you know, the consultant here asked some questions that, hey, I didn't think about that. That's a good point, you know, and, you know, really made us kind of come back to the table and then rethink our strategy.
The clinical device assessment then is when you got to get your hands on the gear, not just UIT, I'm assuming your clinicians as well. Did that meet expectations? And when you again kind of went through the clinical device assessment, there's a survey analysis that's provided afterwards that kind of gives you feedback of the people that participated. Anything surprising from that report?
Everyone was excited to be able to participate in that, and one of the things we did to try to make it as engaging and as real as possible was we set up the device assessment in a empty corridor of our hospital. So we set these up in and around actual patient rooms with beds and monitors and chairs, and you know, just you know, so everyone could get an actual real world feel for it, you know, be able to push a cart down the hallway and try to maneuver it between the beds, and you know, so they were able to really get a feel for what it would be like to work with these devices, and then they loved the survey process. You know, PC Connection brought out a couple tablets that they were using, so it was all an electronic-based survey, and they liked using that too. So that was fun for them.
Very cool, and doing it in the real world. All right, so Nick, you've done it the old way. Right. IT says this is what we're buying, and you roll it out, and then you just hope that it works. And if people complain, hey, too bad, that's what we did. We made the spend already. You're kind of stuck with it. You've done it the new way. Let the clinicians get their hands on it. Which way will you do moving forward?
Oh, definitely the new way. One of the big reasons why, you know, we chose to end up going this route too was, you know, we're a small facility. You know, we have limited financial resources, and you know, we can't afford to make the wrong decision on something this big. You know, we can't afford to just say in a year, hey, let's do this all over and buy all new cards. We just can't do that. So we need to make as good a decision up front as we can, and this definitely helped do that.
Absolutely. Hey, the relationship with PC Connection, you said this was the first time you had gone through this process. Also, this was a new project, right? You were bringing in some new technology and carts for the first time. Did you have a pre-established relationship with PC Connection, or was this your first time working with them?
We had a pre-established relationship. We've been using them for our other technology needs, you know, PCs and monitors and that sort of thing, you know, and everything's always ran pretty smoothly, which is why we went to them when we started looking at selecting these technology devices for our EMR.
Gotcha. And if you had the opportunity, would you recommend other folks take this approach and work with a partner like PC Connection to kind of go through this process, especially a smaller facility looking at bringing this technology in-house maybe for the first time?
Oh, definitely. Especially with the device assessment that we did. You know, we had multiple vendors coming in from multiple locations, you know, some people shipping things, you know, a couple of weeks ahead, some people arriving the day of the actual device fair, and the PC Connection folks were able to coordinate that all super well and, you know, made it look pretty easy, and I'm sure it wasn't. So I was very happy about that.
And I'm assuming, right, on that scheduling front, you probably worked with the PC Connection team saying, hey, we'll get our staff together on this day or this day. We'll host you for these 2 days, what have you. But all the other coordination with other vendors and all that was all handled by them.
Yes, it was.
All right, gotcha. Hey, Nick, really, one, good luck with the rollouts and the implementations, and I hope that all works well for me, Memorial, and appreciate you taking time and joining us here on Connection Point today.
No problem, James. Thank you.
And folks, if you are interested in learning more about the Clinical Device Assessment Service, then turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They can offer critical insights into your environment to help you optimize clinician workflow, select mobile devices, and a whole lot more. Contact your account manager today to find out how to engage their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com/health or call 1-800-800-0014 if you would like to send an email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to wrap up this installment of Connection Point.